Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this
you
is
know,
Bob Knight,
I spoke about
singer, songwriter, musician, album cover design. My album covers a lot of them. Design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I did a couple podcasts ago about, you know, I use music to express whatever's going on with me, you know, because being a person, I want to be as cleansed as possible to be healthy. And I talked about in the past podcast about music that, you know, that if I have issues, you know, or something going on in order to be a healthier person, I, you know, record and write songs like, you know, Tragedy Is Not What I Am and Outcast, Trauma, because I experienced a lot of bad experiences. But at the same time, you know, I'm such a positive person, and really the bottom line is to be positive. So who I really am is I like to write about love songs, you know, write about things. But I also realize that as a songwriter, I cannot be superficial. I cannot write about, you know, being in love or wanting to be in love and not dealing with the bigger picture of being healthy. To be a healthy individual, I have to express both the light and the dark side of my life in order to be truly a light, happy person. In order to truly be a sunshine, you have to clean out the closet sometimes. But I prefer to write love songs, like this one. It's a dance song. I really want to be with you. You can hear that song on Spotify, you know, Dovenight. It's also on Vivo. You know, I'm a little artist, you know. And while I'm a little artist professionally, and it's been a long time, and some, you know, again, I'm not going to address anything that's negative, but, from other people, but it's not over. It really isn't. You know, music is timeless. And I love to write about love song. Like, if you look, I really want to be with you. Or this song, you know, and this actually has became one of probably the songs I released, because I Really Want to Be With You is such a positive song to be involved in the songwriting, not just writing it. Writing it, and not just singing it. It's about writing it. I Really Want to Get to Know You is such a positive song, meeting somebody. That song is one of my favorites, just like with it's about wanting to be with somebody. You know, I write a lot of songs about wanting to be with somebody because it's a fantasy of meeting my soulmate. Because it does relate to real life, because I feel I didn't meet the person to fall in love, you know, romance. But then again, you don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. But I, you know, talk about romance, you know, like getting married. Maybe that will happen. Maybe, you know, you don't know, you know. And again, we could have met our soulmate and we don't even know. But for me, honestly, when it comes to romance, you know, falling in love, getting married, that hasn't happened. So I hope that happens one day. But I Really Want to Get to Know You. It's about wanting to be with someone that I fall in love with and I marry and, you know, find the right lover, kiss, you know, be with, share everything. I hope to do that. I hope to be in that situation eventually, you know, legally, officially. That hasn't happened. So that's one of my favorite songs. And one of the reasons why it's one of my favorite songs is because I did it spontaneously. I wasn't intending to. When I went into the studio, it was no intention to write a song like that. I had all the lyrics down. I was like ready to produce. I was ready to, okay, here's where the keyboard goes. Here's where I sing, and this is where it is. This is how the, you know, I vision how the music is going to sound. And then, like, okay, this is the keyboard I played on the, I want this keyboard sound on the song. All that stuff that's producing and being involved in the music and lyrics. So, but when I'm working with, you know, another person, then it's like, it becomes more like a compromise. We jump off ideas, so it was great to do, because you know it's really a, you know, working with somebody and coming up with ideas. It was only intended to write, you know, I was actually going to do a cover, and it turns out we changed our mind at the last minute. When I got there, we thought about it. I was like, yeah. So there was no cover. So we started just writing songs from scratch. So all my lyrics were tossed out, and it was fun to do. So that is the greatness of doing it, because it's hard to, you know, it's so hard as an artist, you know, in many ways, but the creation part is so great. It's so fulfilling for me, you know, it gives me goose pimples when I make a song. And that was what it was all about, you know. So you can hear it on Spotify. I'll put the address where you can find me. It's going to be on Spotify. And you can hear, see where this song is. Then there's other love songs I've written. You know, have you noticed my songs? I like dancing. A lot of the love songs I like dancing because I love to dance. I love pop music. I love dance music. It's my first love. I mean, I love dance music. I really do. That's what this is all about. You know, it's about feeling good. So that is why I fell in love with you. That's been out for a while. So it's out for you to enjoy. That's another one about wanting to fall. That is why I fell in love with you. It's about meeting the person that I want to be with. So it's writing and dancing to a song that about falling in love or meeting the person to fall in love with is such a great thing. I hope I meet the right person one day, but at the same time, it's easy to, for me right now, to fantasize and to make a song to create. So that's on Spotify. So that's the positive side of my songwriting. Now, the other side of being positive is to talk about issues that, you know, it may seem negative, but they're not really negative. Let me tell you, tragedy is not what I am. It's not negative. It's a positive song. It's like, I'm not a tragedy. And unique. Unique is a rock song because this is about me being an artist. And, you know, I think it's good for any artist to be unique because you stand out. You may start a trend. So unique is so important, I think, to be an artist. You know, it really is important to be yourself. And, you know, that's a rock song. And I talked about that, and, you know, to get out the whatever demons or whatever's in the closet of negativity, but it's really a positive song. I'm unique. I had a hard life. I overcame it. I talk about the struggles of making it in Hollywood, which I told you has happened, but it's to be positive and continue to believe that my dreams will come true. Here's Unique. It's about, start off like I had a hard time trying to make it in Hollywood, but, I believe that someone was hiring me, and, I'm not destined to have my heart broken. It's all positive. And then my Hollywood dream come true, part two, which is so positive. If you listen to it's about wanting to make my dream come true. That's what the overall scenario was, why I wrote these songs and why I came to L.A. to make my Hollywood dream come true. Song about inspiration, to believe that a dream can come true in Hollywood, and that's the bottom line of everything. Why I came out here, to be an artist and to be a, to sit on top where the Hollywood sign is and to have my name on there, splash, for everyone to see. That's why I came out here. I want to make it a dream. I want to be just like, all the artists and actors who came out here, from Kim Basinger to Prince Roger Nelson got signed here, to Guns N' Roses, to Brad Pitt, to Sheryl Crow, to Melissa Etheridge, to Motley Crue, to Slash, to, if you name it all, what do they have in common? They made it in Hollywood. Lou Diamond Phillips. They made it in Hollywood, acting, music. That's what I came out here to do, to become a legend, just like them, to make my dream come true. So I write songs in order to make it happen. Hopefully, I can say in years from now, I made it. And in a sense, that's why I write songs. It's the positive side of why I became a creator. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.